Hannah, thanks so much for the time. Suniac champs, once again, you're heading to the tournament. This is your final season, and this must feel so sweet and so extra sweet for you.
Yeah, well, first, thank you for having me.
You got it.
And second, yeah, I'm so happy to be back and to be playing one last year and to have one last go at the national championship.
Well, let's talk about how you guys got it done, because we talked for a second before we came on the air here. That game against Geneseo in the championship game, it was so wild. They had this big comeback late. You scored your eighth goal of the game with about 90 seconds left to make it a two-score game. How badly did you maybe in some ways want the ball in that situation in making the big play to solidify the deal and get the job done?
Yeah, I think my teammates, I mean, we all know how each other plays by now. I like to drive, and I like to drive that right side. So they just cleared that lane for me, and I drove in, and I just did what I had to do. I really wanted that to go in the back of the net, and it did.
So at that point, it was a two-score game. And with about 45 seconds left, your teammate, who's also a grad student, Paige Potter, makes this huge save to seal the deal, keep it a two-score game, and eventually give you guys the win. So how big was it to see a play like that from her to get the job done that eventually let you guys win the Suniac crown?
Yeah, so Paige Potter definitely stepped it up for us in that game and then the whole season, being our only goalie. But that just motivates me a little bit more, and I think it motivates everybody else because she's making these big plays and everybody else is stepping up and making those big plays as well.
You've obviously been around the program for some time, but somebody who's brand new to the program is your head coach, Kelsey Van Alstyne. What's made her such a good coach? What's made her resonate with you and your teammates, and what's her coaching style like?
I think the biggest thing is that she trusts us and we trust her. It's mutual. She gives us what we have to do on the field, and we have to just execute it. And it's a lot of mutual trust, I believe, that gets us to be successful.
Hannah Lorenzen with us here on BTL, grad student midfielder for the SUNY Cortland women's lacrosse team. The Red Dragons heading to the NCAA tournament. Once again, they win the Suniac crown. Hannah was named the tournament MVP over the weekend. You know, your season has been so awesome. It really, really has. Once again, 85 points on the year, 63 goals and 22 assists. What has been the recipe for success for you individually to have such jaw-dropping and eye-popping numbers?
I think just going into practice every day, working hard in practice like I would in a game. And then my teammates are the big part of that, of me scoring. A lot of my goals have been assisted, so that's a big part of it. I'm just kind of sometimes in the right place at the right time, and then other times they clear lanes for me or whatever the case may be. But I think a big part of it is my teammates. We just kind of know how each other likes to play, and I benefit from them. So my success comes from them.
You know, for us, we see the consistency that you play with and the goals that you're always putting in the back of the net and the draw controls that you're winning. You've been so consistent with your game over the last few seasons at Cortland. But I want to know how you feel like you've grown as a player, because sometimes we don't get to see or experience that element of somebody's game. So how do you feel like you've grown as a player, maybe what you've improved upon, and what do you feel like has gotten better over the last few seasons?
I think overall my confidence has grown the most. Coming in as a freshman, I was scared. I was not as confident. And then I've also had many coaches throughout my life, my career at Cortland. So that also kind of altered it a little bit. But I think now having a coach that really trusts me and my abilities, and teammates that do also, and it just makes me better and more confident.
This team started 1-4, and now you've rattled off 14 straight wins in a row. What's changed? What really flipped the script to lead you to the success that you're having now?
I think in the beginning we had some either bad games or bad quarters, or maybe some lulls in the game. So that affected our momentum and the scoring and then the outcome of the game. So we've really worked on not having those lulls and those bad performances. And we've also worked on being a unit out on the field, both the defense, the offense. as a collective unit on the field, the bench. I think we've all just kind of come together, and we have just been successful after that. We're just a unit now.
For sure. And for those that look at your schedule, I mean, they look at the non-conference games, and they might be like, oh, man, you've played some really good competition and teams that have been nationally ranked this year. Ithaca, Salisbury, Messiah. I mean, that's some really good competition. So what do you feel like you've learned from games like that against that really tough competition that has hopefully helped your team throughout this big stretch of the season and can maybe help you as you get ready to play on the national stage?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely had some tough games in the beginning. They were very good competition for us, but it opened our eyes on what we needed to work on and what we did well. So sometimes in a couple of the games, like our defense needed to work on our slides or our second slides, and then our offense needed to work on being big, and it really just kind of showed us what we had to work on, and then we worked on that, and then that kind of led to the rest of the season and being successful.
All right, Hannah, we got to talk about the big thing that I discovered here just a little while ago, because sometimes I take a look at the opponent's, you know, stats and roster and everything just to see who's coming up for you guys. I was floored when I saw that your sister Megan plays for Western Connecticut State, who is your opponent here in the first round. You actually played Western Connecticut State earlier in the season back in late March. You beat them 17-8. So what is that going to be like with so much on the line and your sister on the opposite sideline and, quite frankly, probably playing you quite a bit out there on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I've never thought I would play her in general in my college career just because we're not in the same league, and then we both had to make it to the tournament and we have to eventually play each other, but I've never thought that would happen. And the fact that we got to play each other in our seasons was crazy. And then playing each other twice is even crazier. So we were just watching the selection show, and our name came up. We're all cheering, and then Western Connecticut came up, and I was like, oh, my God, again? So it's kind of crazy. I mean, I'm excited to see her. I'm excited to play her. But unfortunately, one of us is going to have our season ended. But, I mean, it is what it is, I guess. We'll make the best out of it.
What was the first interaction that you can remember having with her when you realized that you were going to be playing her in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, so I texted her. I didn't know if she knew it yet because I didn't know if she was, like, delayed or whatnot. So I just texted her. I said, you find out yet? And then she texted me, and she said, yep, just with a period. And then I called her, and I was like, hey. She was like, all right, well, I guess I'm coming up to Cortland again. And then we kind of made it a joking matter. And then we got our family involved, parents and everybody else. So we kind of were just talking about it. And we were like, at least the whole family can come up and watch the games. My parents don't have to split up and go to two different places. So
right.
We're kind of joking about it. But
how is everybody handling this, though, from a family standpoint? Because you can't be cheering for one person and not the other. How is everybody taking this in the family?
I mean, my family and friends think it's funny. like, what are the odds of this happening first round out of these 40-something teams? The two of you get paired first round. So, I mean, they think it's funny. They obviously, it stinks because one of us has to have their season ended by the other.
Yeah.
But they're just rooting for both of us. They're wishing us the best. Whoever wins, they're going to support. And whoever loses, they're going to support as well. So, again, it is what it is.
That's absolutely crazy. Out of all the teams you could possibly be playing in the first round of NCAAs, it's that team. And I do want to talk about Western Connecticut State for a hot second in terms of the X's and O's, not because of the family business, but, you know, when you played them in March, as I said, you took care of business pretty handily. What do you remember from that game that you hope to utilize this time around, or what maybe needs to get better in order to advance to the second round the next day?
Yes, so a few things that we've been talking about and working on in practice this week is that they have a lefty goalie, so we've been kind of covering up that left side of the goal, and we're working on shooting on the right side just because that's where it's going to be open. And then they run a zone, so we've been kind of working different zone plays and making sure we're, like, staying really big and just kind of working against that. And then everything else kind of the same game plan. We're just hoping for the best. And our strategies and our athleticism has taken us so far already. So we're not really that worried about playing them again. Obviously, they're a newer team than when we played them before. But I am confident in our abilities and our coaching staff that we can get the W this weekend.
You should be confident. You yourself, you're having another unbelievable season, and this team is on an absolute roll right now. Hannah, thanks so much for joining us for a couple of minutes. Big week coming up for you and your teammates. Looking forward to seeing how you guys do, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon down the road here, okay? Good luck this weekend.
Yes, thank you so much.